This clip was recorded for the UK Wine Show. For more information about the UK Wine Show, you can go to ukwineshow.co.uk. Spotlight on decarbonising wine in glass bottles. The carbon footprint of wine is dominated by the packaging and shipping costs, with up to 50% of the carbon footprint associated with glass bottles and shipping the heavy glass bottles around the world. Glass bottles are an inefficient packaging solution with up to half the volume and around 40% of the weight based on just the glass bottle itself. On top of this, producing glass is an energy-intensive procedure. Now, there are many alternatives to glass, including aluminium plastic, with many environmental producers moving to these lower carbon options. But glass still dominates the industry. In this spotlight, we're going to be looking at the options there are to decarbonize the production of glass bottles. We're going to be looking at switching to electric melting using zero carbon electricity, using hydrogen for the heating. We'll look at carbon capture and storage, as well as some energy storage options that might be useful in a volatile electricity market. And then we'll finally look at what's going on in the UK glass industry to move towards a zero carbon world. Before we do that, let's just remind ourselves a little about glass production. To make glass, you need key ingredients of silica, soda ash, and lime, and they're all heated in a furnace to between about 1400 and 1500 degrees Celsius. That's 2500 degrees Fahrenheit to 2700 degrees Fahrenheit. The ingredients combine to form a molten glass, which can then be shaped and blown into a glass bottle. And the big carbon cost is normally associated with heating and melting the glass. Using recycled glass uses up to 30% less energy than virgin glass. Now, we're going to look at the economics of this based on the UK. And what we're going to do is we're going to compare the efficiencies of creating electricity, hydrogen, and using gas as a heater for production of glass. Currently in the UK and many electricity markets around the world, the cost of electricity paid is the cost of meeting demand. Each generator offers in a different price that it wants to generate, and the prices paid and received is the cost of the most expensive generator used. It's called marginal pricing. If you need one more megawatt of power, then the cost for all the megawatts produced is that cost of that last most expensive megawatt of power. In the UK at the moment, this is typically set by burning gas to produce electricity. So the price of electricity in the UK is often the price of gas multiplied by the efficiency to convert to electricity. Throughout this spotlight, we're going to look at efficiencies rather than cost, allowing us to compare the relative cost of numerous solutions for glass manufacturing. This is correct at the moment, and anybody investing in a new glass manufacturing plant would look at these costs in a similar way. However, the current price of wholesale electricity falls when it's very windy or at night when demand is low. And in the future, the price of electricity will not be linked to the cost of gas production when there's enough green energy so that there's no more gas production required, in which case there'll be a decoupling between the price of electricity and the price of gas. What that decoupling will look like in the future, it's hard to know. But we're looking at how things stand at the moment if you were to decide what to invest in a new glass facility. So we're going to look at the efficiencies first of things. And the typical efficiency range, that is the thermal efficiency of a large, modern, gas-powered furnace used in glass production, it ranges approximately between 40 and 70%, with a midpoint of around 55% efficiency. The range reflects different technologies that can be used. For example, using pure oxygen rather than air can result in higher efficiencies, but require the purchase of large amounts of pure oxygen. Some furnaces use regenerative and recuperative furnaces, and these types of furnaces incorporate heat recovery systems that capture and reuse the heat from the furnace exhaust gases. Many UK glass manufacturers incorporate regenerative furnaces as part of a way of improving efficiencies. Now, if we use gas to create electricity, and as I said earlier, the marginal cost of electricity in the UK is the cost of gas, taking into consideration the efficiency to convert it into energy. There are two main types of gas generators: combined cycle gas turbines or just straight gas turbines. Gas turbines use the burning of gas to power a turbine, similar to a jet engine. The rotating turbine connects to a generator, making electricity. Gas turbines are typically around 35 to 45% efficient and designed as peaking power plants to meet high loads. Combined cycle gas turbines are basically a gas turbine as before, but the waste exhaust heat is then used to create steam to drive another steam turbine. This increases the efficiency of the generation to about 55 to 60%, but they're slower to start and they tend to be more baseload, or at least coming on in the morning and running all day perhaps. So looking at the difference between gas turbines and combined cycle gas turbines, the efficiency ranges between 35% and 65%. That's the bottom efficiency of a gas turbine and the top efficiency of a combined cycle gas turbine, 35 to 65% with a midpoint of 50% efficiency. To get the electricity from the generation point to where the demand is to power the glass furnace, you need electricity network. And any time electricity flows through a wire, it heats up, causing losses. In the UK, these losses are known as system losses, and they're typically between 6 and 8%. Now that we've got the electricity at the furnace, we can then use that electricity to heat the furnace. The efficiency of electricity furnaces are quite high, between 80 and 90%. Now it's high because, unlike in a gas furnace where there's a lot of waste gas heat, there is no waste heat in an electrical furnace, so you get a much higher efficiency. So if you convert the gas to electricity, transport it, and then use that electricity to heat a furnace, then the efficiency of using electricity is between 26% and 50% efficiency, with a midpoint of around 38%. If you compare that 38% efficiency compared to 55% for the midpoint for a gas furnace, it's significantly lower. And in the historical world of coal and gas electricity generation, it was more efficient to use gas to heat the glass, so to speak. So looking at the midpoint efficiency of 38% for a gas-powered electric furnace and 55% for a gas-powered furnace, using electricity is about 31% less efficient, which means that it's going to cost more to use an electric furnace by about 31%, or up to 31%, because the cost of the energy is only one part of the cost of producing glass. Other significant costs include using raw ingredients. Another solution might be to use what's called carbon capture and storage. This is where gas is used to power the furnace. However, the waste CO2 is captured and buried underground. The additional cost of capturing, scrubbing, and compressing the CO2, moving it to an appropriate site to injection, varies between 10 and 40% of the energy generated. For a gas furnace with a carbon capture and storage facility, that gives you a typical efficiency of between 24 and 63%, or a midpoint of about 44%. The midpoint is slightly more than the cost of the midpoint of electricity at 38%, or 55% for just venting it out. Another solution is to use hydrogen to burn in the furnace. To make green hydrogen, you typically need to use electricity to split water into hydrogen and oxygen. The efficiency of this is between 60 and 90%, depending on the technology used. And when adding this efficiency to the efficiency of creating electricity, hydrogen-powered furnaces have an efficiency of between 12 and 45%, with a midpoint of 28%. This is by far the most inefficient method of melting glass, but one advantage hydrogen has over electricity is storage. Electricity, unlike gas, cannot be stored. What this means is the price of electricity is quite volatile. Daytime is more expensive than nighttime, and when the wind's blowing in the UK, it's much cheaper than using gas to power electricity production. To make the move to green energy, heavy industrial users may want to have some flexibility in their demand to store the energy when electricity is cheap, rather than using it constantly. Solutions to solve this volatility include hydrogen, where hydrogen is made when the price is low, and then they stop producing hydrogen when the price is high. Then you can use that stored hydrogen all the time, not worrying about the price volatility of electricity. The other option you've got is electricity can be used to generate heat, which can be stored in a number of things such as bricks or molten tin, for example. Examples of industrial level heat stores are being tested at the moment, and there is an opportunity for this to be used in the future. Both of these give the opportunity to use cheap night rate electricity and can help decouple the cost between gas and electricity, making electric generators much cheaper. So, what's going on in the UK? Well, there's four big glass producers in the UK: Encirc, Adara Group, O&I Glass, and Best & Clark. While most of these producers are focused on improving the efficiency of their current gas furnaces, and they're adding things like capturing the waste heat and using that to preheat the glass or produce electricity from it, there's only one producer that I'm aware of in the UK who's going down the road of removing all carbon from their glass manufacturing, and that is Encirc. They're owned by Vidala, a glass manufacturer based in Spain. Now, in the UK, they have a number of traditional facilities, including a huge plant in Cheshire, and they're owners of The Park, Europe's largest wine bottling plant in Bristol. They've been building a new facility in Alton, Cheshire, where they're planning on building a plant to be able to produce 200 million bottles a year using hydrogen. The new furnaces are being added as part of a partnership with Diageo, a huge drinks manufacturer, to create the world's first net zero glass bottles at any scale, and they're hoping to have the plant commissioned by 2030. So, in summary, there's two parts here. First of all, if we look at the relative efficiencies of different solutions, gas-powered furnaces are by far the most efficient, with a midpoint efficiency of 55%. Gas-powered with carbon capture and storage is next at 45% midpoint. Using an electric furnace is at 38%, and using a hydrogen furnace is the lowest at 28%. As I said earlier, using midpoints and green electricity, carbon-free bottles can be produced at the moment with a price premium of 31%, or adding about 10 to 20p on a bottle of wine. The technology to produce carbon-free glass is already with us in the form of electric gas furnaces. However, there is a price premium for that of about 10 to 20 pence per bottle. Over the next 10 to 20 years, glass manufacturers hopefully will be implementing new solutions such as electric furnaces or hydrogen furnaces or carbon capture and storage. When this happens, there'll be less pressure on people to move away to aluminium and plastic solutions. The future for glass is bright. I suppose the key thing that you want to take out from it is that the cost of producing carbon-free from electricity is actually quite low. Carbon capture and storage, new technology, but still not too bad and won't be too expensive. And finally, there's the use of hydrogen, which, whilst quite expensive, does give that ability to be able to produce the hydrogen when electricity prices are cheap, gaining a competitive advantage. All these technologies, apart from carbon capture and storage, require electricity prices. And as I said at the beginning, at the moment, UK electricity prices are really set by the cost of gas. Very shortly, we're going to see a big gap. As more wind gets brought into the UK, we're going to see the price of electricity and gas deviate, and electricity should start to become cheaper than gas, in which case it'll become almost economically necessity to remove gas as the furnace fuel and move to electricity.